from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
And now, it's time for the Score Afternoon Show.
That's a terrible name.
So in this time slot, I guess this is no longer the Parkins and Spiegel Show, because the Parkins and Spiegel Show no longer exists, so we're just got this is Score Afternoons.
I am Danny Parkins.
He's dead to me.
Hanging out with you, Score Afternoons. Score Afternoons is about bringing in anyone and everyone.
That so is a delightful lineup of co-hosts
Thank you. You have
over the next couple
Thank
of weeks here.
I never heard of half of these guys, and the ones I do know are way past their prime.
Most of these guys never had a prime.
The facts are, we lost our best player to free agency. Obviously, it's time for some changes.
This guy here is dead.
Cross him off then.
I think Gabe's debut has been spectacular, but
I'm thinking about calling it Spiegel and Company.
No, it's good to have fun with names.
You know what's fun about Spiegel and Company is it sounds a lot like Skibbity Boppity, Spiegel and Company.
Skibbity and Company live, presented by Social Furniture.
Sky rockets in flight.
This isn't part of the program.
Afternoon delight.
I'm sorry about this afternoon. That, no, please. No, please, everyone be quiet.
Afternoon delight.
The Score Afternoon Show with
insert host's name here
on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
It is indeed me, host's name, Matt Spiegel, along with Ruthie Polinsky from NBC5 and a wide array of NBC Sports Chicago television shows. You know her. Come on. And now we all get to hang out with her. What's up, Ruthie?
I am just honestly living my best life today. Except for the microphone falling. No, we're good.
No, we're not.
Maybe.
That's okay.
Okay. No, I am just so honored and like so excited to be here with you. I love your show. I've been a fan. I've been a listener. I've been in Chicago just over a year and a half, just about a year and a half. And I'm a big sports talk radio girl, love to listen to sports talk radio. And when I came here, I was like, all right, got to find my shows. And like, the Score was just it. So so excited to be here with you. So excited you asked me to be the temporary fill-in, whatever you want to call it.
Today's,
I'm happy.
Today's host.
Listen, I'm cheap. I'll come in, I'll hang out, we'll talk sports, and then I'll leave.
Here we go.
And I won't bother you.
And you know your stuff from doing Football After Show and Football Night in Chicago and all of that stuff. But I love that you dig the place. And you and Shane know each other very well. It's very comfortable. You and Layla hanging out. You and Lawrence.
Yeah.
It's like, you're mishpucha.
Yeah, mishpacha.
Yeah.
And don't forget about the man that I love more than anyone else in this world, maybe other than my father. Husband is a close second. Dave Wanstead.
So Ruthie's adoration for Dave Wanstead.
Whoa.
It matches ours. We finally found somebody who loves Wani as much as we love Wani. That's a really good sign. It's going to make the 5 o'clock hour extremely fun.
I love that man.
Yeah. You could just hang out and talk to that man for a while, or just talk about that man for a while. Or like we were doing, talking about that man.
Right. Anything that just mentions his name or even his aura, I'm on board.
Ruthie, you've done something with...
available unless I'm doing something.
Wani's available. He's not doing something at 5 o'clock.
You've done something with Wani that we've also done with Wani. I'm dying to know how you observed Wani at a West Loop restaurant. Because we took him to Rosemary as well, and I know you guys did that, I think, last year.
No, we did. Jan, I think something happened last minute,
and I think
we didn't end up going last minute.
Oh, okay.
But I do just, I mean, I could be anywhere with that man.
And watching him, like, consume
him
West
in the wild.
Loop food,
yeah.
Just like, oh my God. I could talk about that part of Wani forever.
I love that he's a foodie. Like, I love that he loves food because it's just so relatable and my husband and I are big foodies, and so it's just a big topic of conversation, and I love everything about him, really.
What's not to love?
Right.
So he'll be in at 5 o'clock. Mark
Brody. You know, it's funny. Olin's saying that two nights ago with the Score crew, the afternoon crew, I was out to dinner with Pat Manley. And somehow we got talking about training camp.
What we love about that, he was with the Score crew and the afternoon crew, but he was only out to dinner with Pat Manley. We were like an accoutrement. We were a side dish at dinner. It was clearly just him and Pat. Out to hang out.
You weren't even there at that time, Speaks.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't there.
He was just slighting Tanny and I that time.
Oh, that's right. I wasn't there. Danny wasn't there.
Pat's lovely wife, Tamara, was there. Jan was there. No. But Wani was just there with Manley.
In Wani's eyes, if you're not a football player or a former football player, you're not at dinner. That's just the way it
that's
goes.
That's fair.
Yeah. See?
I get it.
Ruthie accepts that.
Right.
Look, September is a baseball month sometimes. And look, I do hit and run on Sunday mornings, and September is a wonderful time for the baseball season. But right now in Chicago, there is football everywhere, and it is justified that there is football everywhere. And Ruthie, like me and Danny, we had was that his name? Danny or Tanny? I get confused. We had a thing where, like, I'm the baseball guy, he's the football guy, whatever, and I am a baseball guy, but really, I've always been a football guy, too. And this particular moment, look, we're going to talk plenty about Hard Knocks. We'll have Grody on today. We'll have Wani on today. But there's like two basic elements of why I love football that I want to talk about to the listeners and with you.
Love it.
Because I think you can relate. Every year since 1990, at least four teams have qualified for the playoffs in the NFL that did not the previous year. Every single year, there's at least four. In 20 of the last 21 seasons, at least two teams won the division after not making the playoffs the previous year. There's a salary cap and a salary floor. And if you're lucky enough to find Pat Mahomes, you in Kansas City, of all markets, might be the dynasty on a completely level playing field with the Jets and the Giants, no matter how much money they throw at the resources. The NFL has true egalitarian parity from year to year and in terms of the biggest possible dreams. And that does not exist in the sport I love the most. So it's so easy to get excited for football season because you do have a shot.
Right.
Every year it happens to four different teams.
Right.
So why the hell not the Bears right now?
And let me add to your argument a little bit here. I think 17 games is just so significant in football and so unique to the sport because every single game is so freaking important. And I think that's why that week one matchup against the Titans, like, you don't want to look back in week 17 and say, man, if we could have just had week one, you know, this could have been a different story here. So I love all of your reasoning, but I would like to add that to it if I can.
Absolutely.
Because I think when people, you know, complain about baseball, there's just kind of that, not that, you know, I love baseball. I'm just telling you, the common complaint about baseball is there are so many games and you don't have that issue in the NFL.
No, you don't. And they're different entities. And like, look, I could defend baseball and I have, and I'm sure that I will sometime again, the volume of conversations that are available, the fact that the nuance, there's not these poles of conversation, that everything is kind of in the gray. I love all of that. But football has the isolation of the games, like you're talking about, the massive importance, and it has that true parity and that opportunity. And the other thing it has, obviously, is the freaking violence, the threat of a career-ending injury or a season-ending injury at any moment. There's that moment in Hard Knocks in episode 4 where Jennifer King, the assistant running back coach, says to Ian Wheeler, I just don't want you to hurt yourself.
Right.
Critical moment for you. I just don't want you to hurt yourself. And then he hurts himself and he's out for the year. And who the hell knows? Maybe he's going to go back. He's going to go to med school and that NFL dream will be over. Football has, with that ever-present threat of violence and severe injury, it has a gravitas and an urgency to it that is simply different. And there's room for everything, Lord knows. But man, I'm as pumped as anybody about the return to football. that this week is going to provide.
Let's go, Speaks.
Right?
Let's kick off this show with a bang.
I mean, goosebumps.
Like, we're not even like, what is it? 2:31? We're 31 minutes into the show.
Yeah, I'm done. It's 2:32. We're 2:32.
2:32.
Congratulations, everybody. We try to be eloquent for the first 2 minutes, and then we just have yaya time.
Okay, that was it. That was a good check mark.
Yeah.
Done. Okay, cool.
That's it.
That's
all
we got to do.
The rest is just stupid jokes.
I can relate, Speaks, a bit because baseball was my first love. I love sports because of baseball. I grew up in St. Louis. Cardinals run that town. I hate to say that to, you know.
They do.
On the Chicago airwaves. But listen, I'm less affiliated with them now. I haven't lived in St. Louis in forever. But I would say that I didn't play sports growing up. I wasn't an athlete. I actually wasn't very athletic until probably more recently. But I loved being a part of an atmosphere. And Busch Stadium is the place to go be a part of an atmosphere, if there is ever any. And that was just always...
It was going so well.
Listen, I know. I'm bringing up the Cardinals.
What are you doing?
For the first hour?
Tanny, dump it.
Oh, my God.
Dump it. 2:33.
Oh, jeez.
We're going to survive.
All I'm going to say is that's why I fell in love with sports. Listen,
you were a baseball player.
I played in St. Louis.
I was not a baseball player. But I did shoot T-shirts from the dugout.
Did you really?
I sure did. I was on Team Fredbird, and I was shooting sling. I was at a slingshot. Oh. I was shooting T-shirts up to the upper deck.
Wow.
No, I wasn't allowed to, actually, because people were leaning over and risking their lives to get
God.
A T-shirt. That actually, fun fact, usually those T-shirts don't say Cardinals on them. It's like Six Flags. You know, it's like a sponsor shirt. But people go to crazy lengths to grab one of those T-shirts.
They're the best fans in baseball. Yeah, of course they're going to go crazy.
Best fans in baseball.
Nearly kill themselves.
All right, listen, I'm not trying to do any of that. I'm just telling you my history.
I'm sorry, Ruthie, you don't understand. You've now...
I've gone off the rails.
No, in a really good way. You have revealed that you once shot T-shirts from a dugout, from a major league dugout.
Mm-hmm.
None of us have ever done that.
I win.
If you have any questions for someone who has shot T-shirts from a dugout, feel free to text them at 312-644-6767. We've all been on the other end where we're like, me! I'm clapping my arms like
sick
a seal.
Yeah,
we're begging.
Well, what was yours for? Why don't you tell Ruthie what you went crazy for?
One time I was at a Bulls game and they came into the stands giving away free meatball sandwiches and I was very far away. I was with my wife, my lovely wife. She's still married to me, which is a miracle.
Wow.
Because I literally went, oh, and clapped my hands like a mildly trained seal for a meatball sub.
Did you get one?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well then.
What we're trying to get is a seal here and a seal here.
A seal.
And try to run this play in the alley.
Vince Lombardi understands what
I'm
doing.
The reason I brought this up is because I wanted to relate to you and say that baseball was my first love.
Yes.
And actually, when I moved to Chicago, I've lived all over. I've covered a bunch of different baseball teams. But when I first moved here, covering Cards Cubs at Wrigley was spiritual for me. Like, that was a full circle moment for me. So all of this to say, I can relate to you because baseball is my first love. Since then, I think just being in local news and covering sports, you know, the NFL rules. I worked in Rhode Island and covered the Patriots for 3 seasons. Brady's last 3 years there, I went to 2 Super Bowls. Like, the Patriots ran the town.
Did you go to the Super Bowls and cover the Super Bowls?
2 Super Bowls when I was in Rhode Island. Providence, Rhode Island. It was my second market. I just moved
from... Hey, you fellas come from Providence?
Love it. I had just moved...
Good Italian delis
from Wichita
there.
Falls, Texas was my first market. And I moved to Rhode Island to go from covering high school football in Texas to covering the New England Patriots. And I covered 2 Super Bowls. So now it's my second job.
That's amazing.
It was unbelievable. And then I went to Miami, covered the Dolphins. They ran that town and the Hurricanes. So football just kind of rules kind of what I do and what I've done in local sports. But I've always had a special place in my heart for baseball because I was shooting T-shirts from a dugout.
Yeah, understandably so. Any good text questions for the dugout?
Oh God, I'm scared.
T-shirt shooter. Yeah, nothing just yet. Look, here's the deal. The sports.
I thought we were trying to ban dugout T-shirt shooters. There's too many of them. The children are being affected.
People are not happy about me being from St. Louis.
Well, they're not going to be happy about anything.
Right.
It's their choice.
That's Chicago.
And we're here for them. We're here to help them be unhappy about us specifically.
Yeah.
That's a service that we can provide.
And let me just say something.
Yeah.
When you're covering a team, you're rooting for them. Like, I don't care what anyone says. Like, you want them to win because it makes my job more fun. Mm-hmm. When the teams that I'm covering are winning, my job is way more fun. So you kind of lose that like original fandom of like, I don't sit here and say like, I'm a Cardinals fan, boo Cubs. Like, you know, I really enjoy covering the Cubs and I love, you know, the Sox.
She is Ruthie Polinsky and I am Matt Spiegel and this is Score Afternoons. Look, we need to get into some of the tape that happened from earlier today in the football universe. I want to hear from Matt Eberflus. We're going to hear from Caleb Williams. And the focus is where it is. It's so funny because today I saw on the little Odyssey podcast app. Oh, the little Odyssey podcast app. It's so adorable, the little app. But I saw the write-up of our Dan Wiederer, who was hosting here yesterday. He was on the morning show. And they were talking about the Titans game. And I was like, oh, yeah. It's game week. That's right. Like the rhythms of the football season means on Wednesday, you turn the page usually from the previous game and start focusing on the game at hand. There has been no previous game. It's just this big amorphous blob of an off season that, you know, was highlighted by the draft and then Hard Knocks and training camp and this overwhelming wave of positivity. We haven't had a game to pick apart. There's no room for pessimism yet. Right. There's nothing really there except your Bears history to be pessimistic about. Then we'll get a game and we'll be like, hey, that play sucked. I think that player might be bad or whatever it is. Like all those things will start to come, you know?
I cannot wait to talk about an opponent. I think that's fun. And I don't really know how much of that happened today at Hallis Hall. I'm looking forward to learning about that.
Let's hear from Matt Eberflus when we come back about Caleb Williams. And kind of today will be a day where we put sort of an entire bow. Danny left it behind, which was a nice move by him. We'll put a bow on training camp and then move forward headstrong and headlong into week one. It's Spiegs and Ruthie Polinsky on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
I like where the guys are. I like their mindset. I like their mentality, where it is. Like I said a couple days ago, we were excited about the competition and competing together in a real football game. We started the spring in shadow boxing mode. And then we moved into training camp, into the sparring mode. Now we're into the bout. Now we got to fight. So we're excited about that and looking forward to today and getting better today and working through our game plan.
Look, I know that Shane Reardon is the official analogy guy of the afternoon show here on The Score, but I'll go ahead and rule that Matt Eberflus nailed that from shadow boxing to sparring. I don't know how often he's used it before, but well done, Flus. My enthusiasm remains intact. It's Spiegs and Ruthie Polinsky from NBC5 right here on The Score. We just added Adrian Colbert as a guest.
I'm so excited.
On this show today.
I'm so excited.
I've literally woken up every day. And as part of my little news search and my morning routine, I've looked to see if that guy's on a team yet. I'm rooting for that guy.
How could you not? How could you not? What an incredible story he has. Man. And his ability to just kind of fight through everything that he's been through and to just persevere and you know, keep going. And what a positive attitude. That was an incredible scene.
Agreed.
Last night in Hard Knocks.
So we will talk to Adrian Colbert at 3:30. But we promised you Coach Eberflus on Caleb Williams. Here is the coach on the QB.
For a lot of fans, there's a big curiosity factor about Caleb, you know, big excitement and, you know, what can happen. You've seen him since rookie minicamp, and I guess, but you've never seen him in a real game. What about for you, from your vantage point as head coach, is there a curiosity factor and excitement? How is that for you just to see Caleb in his first game?
Yeah, it's exciting. It really is. I'm excited to see him, and I'm excited to lean on his teammates, you know, lean in and lean on his teammates, because that's what you have to do as a quarterback. No, he's got guys around him that have played a lot of years, and again, he's a rookie, so he's just been leaning on those guys and getting the ball to those guys and let them do their work. We have to do a good job of protecting him, and he's just leaning in and leaning on his teammates.
Caleb, when Caleb says he doesn't get nervous for football games, how do you help him prepare for some of those sudden change moments? Anything that he may not have already experienced, and how to deal with that on the fly?
Yeah, so there's going to be adversity, right, throughout the course of this game, and there's going to be adversity throughout the course of the season. Everybody faces it. That's how you respond to it. And I really believe you can set that up ahead of time rather than reacting, because when you react to something, a lot of times it's not your best person that you want to be. So you can set that up. Knowing that there's going to be adversity in the game, you can set your response up and understand, hey, this is how I will respond to this, with a can-do attitude and moving on to the next play and bringing my teammates along. Rather than the other way, when you react and you do things that you don't want to do. So we're always talking to our players about that, responding the right way and responding together and pulling together through adversity. And he's no different.
Man, there's a lot there in terms of preparing and not just responding in the moment, and just how difficult that is to do in our regular lives. But yeah, let's go back to the first part of it, Ruthie. We talked a little bit yesterday, and it's really been kind of a theme here since Ryan Poles set it up, that they want Caleb Williams to lean on his teammates and just kind of, you know, work his way in and just do what needs to be done, not try to be the hero every time.
They have been very consistent in that messaging. You know, it's what are the expectations for Caleb? Same answer. What do you want to see from Caleb? Same answer. Lean on the players that you have around you, because you're in a really unique situation where you, as the number one overall pick, you get to have a lot of talent around you. And that's so rare for the number one overall pick. And so I think for everyone to be really consistent in that messaging and for us to hear it a million times has been probably, you know, overwhelming for Caleb Williams. But it's good to ingrain that in his brain, because you know that there are probably going to be times where he's on the field and he wants to make the hero play, because that's what he's, you know, done in his career. But now you don't have to. And so I think to really kind of, you know, pound that in, I think, is really impressive, and I like it from the head coach.
Yeah, it seems to be incredibly important, because you just want him to take those layups when they're there. And then the second part, those are his thoughts on Caleb not getting nervous. He wants him to think instead of just to react. I had a friend of mine say the other day that he's trying to get better in his life between his instinct and his actions.
Hmm.
And like, that's the space that he's trying to bring more peace and more calm. And I was like, oh, hell yeah, I can relate to that. So that it kind of reminded me there. But let's hear Caleb following up on what Flus is talking there about not getting nervous. Because when Caleb said that in Hard Knocks, I don't get nervous. I think a lot of us were like, really? Really? Maybe not.
You know, obviously there's going to be times when I do struggle, but, you know, when those times come, you know how to kind of get back on track, you know how to, you know, react and things like that in those moments. And I think going versus defense, you know, every single day has helped.
As an extension of that, Flus said that you guys have worked on, you know, being able to prepare for adversity ahead of time. Are there mental exercises that he's put you through, or any sort of tests that are not on the field that have helped you kind of prepare for what you may see if something does go wrong in a moment on Sunday?
Yeah, I would say the constant communication is key. A lot of times when things go wrong, there's a slip of communication. There's a slip of information that we have. So I think first and foremost, I think it's the constant communication and information that we're gathering each day in day in, day out. And then I think, you know, for the adversity part of it, you know, when it does happen, I think, it goes back to, again, communication. You know, understanding that, you know, the situation I'm in, you know, bad things are going to happen every once in a while. You're going to throw a pick. You're going to fumble. Whether it's me, whether it's the team, whether it's, you know, we're going to jump off sides. We're going to do a bunch of things. So when those moments of adversity strike, it's more about encouraging. It's more about understanding that we can get out of the situation and not bringing more negativity to the situation that comes up. I think the communication and information part, and then also just understanding there's going to be a lot more times. Obviously, you can't be doing it every single drive or every single play, but there's going to be a lot more times throughout the games or practices where there's going to be a lot more good than bad. You just can't let the bad outweigh the good.
Yeah, you start thinking about the bad, it just kind of starts to pile upon itself. Do you get nervous, Ruthie?
I do. Yeah, for certain things. I try and channel it into an excitement.
What's wrong with you? Be more like Caleb.
Listen, I try and channel my nervousness into excitement and spin it positively. I think similar to what Caleb described. But I think it's very natural to get nervous. I think it's all about your mental framing of what is this that I'm feeling? Is it nerves or am I just, you know, excited?
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I try and do.
Absolutely.
Like for today.
Is it nerves or are you just pumped to do something you haven't done?
Right.
Right?
Fired up.
And what an opportunity it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You try to frame it and try to flip it. Totally. Yeah, I'm interested in him not getting nervous. I find that kind of fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because we all have our own little ways that we try and do that. I try and get in touch with the gratitude of like, oh man, what a lucky MFer I am that I get to be here and do this.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, because he seems to find that kind of headspace. He's like, all right. Like he gets excited. He's smiling.
Right.
He's like always smiling in the face of these opportunities.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool headspace to get in if you can get yourself there.
And it was cool to hear his teammates talk about him after his first preseason game when he played, not the Hall of Fame game, the next one. Was that Buffalo?
Yeah, it was Buffalo.
Buffalo.
The one that was here.
Yeah. And for Cole Kmet to say, Buffalo is in Buffalo, Cincinnati here. Okay, just anyways, okay. Right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. So
thank God Ruthie's here.
Cole.
Right?
Cole, I was just making sure
just
I
in
had
general,
my facts straight.
Did you miss someone being right next to you, Steve?
Oh, come on.
We appreciate Ruthie because he forbids us from correcting him.
I do.
He hits us after the show if we do. So.
My ego doesn't allow.
Well, I was just making sure I had it straight because I was like, wait. It was Cincinnati that was here because I was at that game.
Now,
anyways.
For the record, they will hit you too. They'll hit any host who has it wrong.
Fair.
That's just how it works around here.
Anyways.
No, we won't. Just to be clear, we're not going to hit you.
To finish my thought.
Or me.
I thought that it was very cool to hear the way that Caleb Williams' teammates spoke about him after that game in Buffalo. I think it was Cole Kmet that was talking about how he kind of ramped it up a notch. He had like a game day face. Like he was... And he was a different version of himself in the huddle and, you know, at the line and, you know, was making plays that, you know, were making everyone go, wow. And so I think that's cool that he's able to kind of channel maybe that quote unquote nervous energy or excitement into a game day like fire.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. More similar to the way that you talked about channeling the nervousness into the excitement. Than my hippie ass of like trying to go gratitude and be like, oh, it's good, man. It's
I like gratitude too.
Well, you know,
yeah,
a little mix of everything. I'm grateful to get to do 3 more hours of this radio show with Ruthie Polinsky from NBC5, Mark Grody at 4 with tape from a wide variety of Bears people, Dave Wanstead in studio at 5, Adrian Colbert on this show in 30 minutes. When we come back, you'll hear a little more at some point from Caleb on those wow plays like you're talking about. But I really thought that last night, the complicated relationships within the Bears decision makers was revealed with one particular subject in Hard Knocks. Let's talk about it next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.